Only in the game of rugby league can a club be in absolute turmoil, and someone at the epicentre of the turmoil can come up against his club, his previous club. I'm talking about Jarryd Hayne, the Gold Coast Titans, travelling away to take on Parramatta, his former club, who are on a roll. In fact, coming off a loss, $1.20. The Parramatta Eels, the Gold Coast, $4.50. David Middleton, the guru, joins us. G'day, Middo.
Morning, boys. Yeah, rugby league delivers again, doesn't it?
Just keeps on giving.
You say couldn't script this one, could you? With Hayne up against his former club and all the turmoil surrounding the Titans, they appear to be very much a divided club. And wow, how are they going to go up against a Parramatta side that lost last week for the first time in six or seven games and copped a razzing from the coach? And so important for them to win the Eels. There's so much at stake for them. It's hard to see them losing concentration against this Titan side.
Okay. Jarryd Hayne has been named, but he left their last game in a moon boot. Tyrone Roberts comes into the halves. Kane Elgee goes out. Bevan French is back at fullback from that hamstring injury for Parramatta.
Yeah, look, I think Parramatta will... for and against is important for them, so they're not going to lose their way, I wouldn't think, in this game. You know, there's so much focus, I guess, on Hayne, what's happening at the Titans, but, you know, I think the Eels will be concentrating on getting their own game in order ahead of the finals, and I can't see them doing anything but winning by a really big margin.
Now, South Sydney got the win last week. Their cake on the Warriors, $3.20, $1.35 South. Too good?
Yeah, look, I think South have done things pretty well for a team that's out of contention for the finals. And you've got to applaud Michael Maguire for blooding some young players. And they had five players aged 21 or younger in their team last week. And that's given them a lot of energy. Even the Burgess boys have picked up their act. You know, I mean, it's too late, obviously, for the finals, and you say, well, the horse has bolted for them, but at least they're doing something positive, and, yeah, I can't see the Warriors getting anywhere close at ANZ Stadium Friday night.
All right, so you're tipping the
Rabbitohs,
Sydney Rabbitohs. They're at $1.15. They've got the same 17. Kieran Foran comes back for the Warriors, but he's not a miracle worker. The 8 p.m. game is the Broncos $1.30. up against the Dragons at $3.50. Dragons got the same 17. They keep Kurt Mann at number 7. Ben Hunt named on the at hooker. Sam Thaiday starts, though.
Yeah, that's right. And Hunt will probably drop back to the bench to start that game. But you talked about Tedesco before coming up against the Roosters. Well, Ben Hunt comes up against the team that he will play for next season. The Broncos have really got a real shot of energy and reinvigorated by having that triple threat in the halves there with Hunt and Nikarima and Anthony Milford. They've been playing extremely well. They've come up with a lot of points the last couple of weeks, and I don't think the situation looks very good up there for the Dragons. They've won only one of their last 12 against the Broncos, and they haven't won at Suncorp since 2009. It's a poor record. Broncos to continue their role.
Do Newcastle turn up against Melbourne?
Well, yeah. Melbourne have got that six-point break at the top of the comp. They only need to win by a point to win the minor premiership. You know, they could coast. It's possible over the next few weeks. And Tim Glasby has a minor injury this week, and he's out of the squad for the Storm. So I think we might see that over the next couple of weeks, that Bellamy rests a couple of players or gives them half a game or whatever, because they're so far in front. He can fine-tune the team ahead of the finals. The Knights have won three straight. They won't give up until the 80th minute. So, you know, I could see them getting close, getting within the line on that one. So, you know, I think the Storm to win, but don't be surprised if the Knights get reasonably close.
I don't think I've seen a braver side for a long time than the Cowboys last weekend at Pepper Stadium against the Panthers. They got nutted on the line. The Cowboys, Kalen Ponga comes in. They've lost their last three matches now. Michael Morgan's been named, but he suffered that concussion last weekend, so you'd have to put a big question mark over him. The Sharks have got the same 17, still no Jack Bird.
Lachlan Coote's the other one under an injury cloud as well, with an ankle injury.
He's ripping everything last weekend.
Michael Morgan was battered last weekend. He was battered, you know, the 2 weeks before that. You remember the Melbourne Storm game. We should have been talking about how brave the Cowboys were that night, but we were talking about Paul Green and the referees. They've been brave without any doubt the last three games. Yeah. You know, and they'll be in the contest against the Sharks, but they've just lost too many troops.
Yeah.
It'd be surprising to see Coote playing. It'd be surprising to see Morgan playing. And they're very, very short there on depth. I think Sharks can win up in Townsville.
Michael Gordon back for the Roosters up against the West Tigers. Tigers, we spoke to Aaron Woods this morning. the feeling of going to training with a W beside your name after the weekend is obviously going to give them a bit of a thrill, but I doubt it's going to be enough against the Roosters.
No, it probably won't be, but they have been much improved, the Tigers, under Ivan Cleary. You can really see things are starting to work, especially in defence. They've tightened up their defence so well in recent times, and that was just a great performance by them at Leichhardt on Sunday. You wonder if they could have possibly done that at ANZ Stadium in front of the same number of people. You would doubt that that would have been the case. Mm. The Roosters have got Cordner and Friend back with 80 minutes under their belts, and Michael Gordon back as the strength of the goal kicking at the back allows Latrell Mitchell to move back into a more of a roving role, and Connor Watson off the bench. Yeah, the Roosters will be way too strong, I would think, at home on Saturday night.
Okay, the Canberra Raiders, they've won three in a row. No changes to their side up against the Penrith Panthers, who've won six games in a row. Canberra, $1.57. Penrith, $2.40.
This might be the pick of the round, this game.
What do you think?
There was so much resting on it as well. The Raiders need to keep winning. They can't afford to slip.
Peter Wallace out, sorry.
Peter Wallace is missing
big
for the
loss,
Panthers.
Mate.
He's a big loss, but geez, they've got some good depth at the Panthers. Sione Katoa comes in. They've got Mitch Rain in reserve as well. So they're covered well at hooker. I'm tipping the Raiders to continue their run at home.
Okay.
You know, they're going to be in the fight there. You know, they've got a couple of, I think they play the Dragons and one other team out of contention. Although, actually, they play the Melbourne Storm in round 26. So they've got a testing run.
Melbourne.
You know, don't know what Melbourne are going to do in round 26. So it's not out of the question that the Raiders could figure in that top eight. Tip the Raiders to win. I think the Panthers might be able to get within that 3.5 or 4.5 points line.
To finish off round 24, the Bulldogs, $3.75 up against Manly. Obviously suffered that win last week, $1.27.
Yeah, well, after copping a spray from Trent Barrett, and apparently he doesn't do it very often, he saved up one for the loss to the Tigers last week. I think that will probably have a good effect. I can see the Dogs maybe jagging one try after halftime, but that'd be about it. And I think Manly will win by plenty.
Bulldogs, yeah. Yeah, the Bulldogs jagging one try?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, Manly does score maybe five or six.
That'd be five losses in a row for the Bulldogs. No Josh Reynolds, no Sam Cassiano for the Bulldogs. So now injuries starting to play their hand at the Bulldogs, and Manly are coming off that loss to the Tigers. Now, Mido, look, Melbourne have got the minor premiership, right? Broncos will finish top four. Roosters finish top four?
Yep, Roosters will finish top four.
Now, there's one position left, all right? So we've got Storm, Roosters, Broncos locked in the top four. Sharkies are there currently at the moment, equal on points with the Eels. I don't think the Panthers can finish top four, right? So what happens there? Who finishes in the fourth?
I think probably the Sharks will finish in the four. Okay. They'll get over the Cowboys this week. I can't think off the top of my head who they play the final two rounds, but I think they'll have enough juice to get there.
Eels make the finals?
Yep.
Do the Panthers make the finals?
I think it's going to come down
tough
to four
run.
And against.
Yeah, and their four and against is only okay. Manly, you're in seventh. Cowboys, eighth. Dragons, ninth. And you're still giving Canberra hope.
I think the Cowboys are in huge trouble.
Yeah, but who jumps in? The Dragons or the Raiders?
The Dragons
are 2 points ahead.
And they've got a very good four and against. Their four and against is third in the competition. So, you know, if they win one game, I think they're just about there, the Dragons, and it'll come down to four and against. The Raiders can only get to 30 points, and it'll be a four and against issue, I think, coming up to round 26.
Didn't the Eels miss a massive opportunity last week? That was to
jump
into
the top
four.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Totally.
So you've got the Cowboys slipping out.
Yep.
And currently the Dragons.
I'm probably sitting on the fence there for eighth place. I think it'll be a four and against with Penrith and Canberra, maybe, and the Dragons to scrape in. They might all finish on 30 points.
Who gets the spoon?
Yeah, unfortunately,
Tigers
I probably
think
the Knights will probably finish with the spoon.
3 years in a row?
I don't know if they've got another win in them.
Yeah.
It's tough, isn't it? You know, the West Tigers, with that miracle comeback, the Knights must have thought they were just about home and avoiding that spoon last weekend, but until that happened.
Mido, thanks for that. We look forward to your tips coming to fruition. You're not allowed to play, but after we chat with Dave Stanley, we're going to have a quiz for the Bledisloe Cup. What's your rugby union knowledge like?
Oh, pretty average.
You know, Berkey played. He takes the highlights of his career round on his phone and he shows. Hey, Mido,
I show the kids.
Mido, you remember this?
And that's exactly what it is. Remember this.
Well, in fact, I probably remember more of Matt Burke's time in the Wallaby jersey than I do of current. The current team.
Good on you, Mido.
Good on you, boys.